That's the script written in the scars. Well, hopefully there's not going to be no scars on Sunday as we embrace the community in our annual fun run. 5 kilometers for those that want to take it easy, 8.8 kilometers for those that want to stretch a bit, and 15 k's for those that are really into running. But then there's going to be so much fun at the trailhead, as they call it, where Hollow Trails comes together and Sugar Rush Park provides a wonderful environment for all sorts of food and music and games and entertainment, big prizes to be won at the raffle. Such fun. And of course, the whole thing captured on video brilliantly by Hammer 360 in the form of JC Delport, who's in the studio with me right now with his new partner, Taryn Jordan. How lovely to see you both. Welcome to the morning show.
Morning.
Morning, Dave.
Thanks for having us.
So let's find out a little bit more about what Hammer 360 is all about. Maybe, JC, you can give us an overview.
Well, I mean, Hammer 360 has started 2019. I've always been involved with marketing. So it's a media marketing house. And, we basically do everything when it comes to media. I mean, the way I like to explain it is we'll build your website, but then we'll also build all those different components for it. So a complete A to Z full scope project overview that we can offer clients. And we've been around Bolito for quite a while now, and mainly aiming at estates, actually. Estates, homeowners associations, membership organizations, they've come on board and been able to look at like this digital sphere that we're in and offer those solutions to them. And
well, it makes sense, because not everyone is able to necessarily hop on a plane, shoot down to the coast, take a walk around, but they can look at the pictures
100%
and feel the atmosphere that way, if it's well done. The trick is, of course, because everyone can take out a camera and hoi, you know, and that's the barrier to entry becomes lower and lower, as does the standard of much of the social media that one can look at. But you've now expanded your operation to include the lovely Taryn Jordan and her sphere of excellence. So tell us about that collaboration.
Well, probably a bit more than a collaboration.
Are you announcing something?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so we've teamed up in a good way, boyfriend and girlfriend, but also we offer different skill sets, which is pretty cool. I focus more like on, I've been doing this for like 14 years now. Before COVID, we were shooting like 52 weddings a year. It was wild. Then obviously COVID happened and that was a little bit of a show. So now I focus more on like women in business, corporate stuff, more lifestyle, more fun, more bubbly, more energetic. My like videography is completely different to JC's. Like his is more like professional, whereas mine is more punchy and, you know,
so vibrant. Does he do the boring stuff?
He does the boring stuff, basically, is what I'm trying to say. I do all the fun stuff and, yeah, the more smaller stuff. Scale. He's the more big scale. And it works really, really well.
This is wonderful. It's a working relationship that produces 100%. More output, covers more ground, and generally speaking, expands your sphere of operation quite considerably.
Yeah. Taryn's more like the lifestyle. She's really good at just bringing people together and like the laugh and show at the party. We have our different strengths.
We shoot really big companies. Like we're off to shoot for Patio Warehouse now, like at Umshloti Guest House. So yeah, we've got other big clients. Like JC does all of Umshloti golf courses stuff, and yeah. Like we've got big clients and small clients, and yeah, we work.
So you're what is called a small size agency that shoots for big clients as well. So your costs are low, and your output is high.
Yes, yeah.
And your value, of course, is immeasurable, because that's the litmus test of anything. What is the return? Everyone wants to know about return. Hey, what am I getting for what I'm paying?
Yes, yes.
And you do extremely well. So now, for Sunday's event. Now, last year, we were at a sort of terra incognita out near, in the Salt Rock village, the new Salt Rock City precinct, which was where the Iron Man had taken place before, and the track was there, but it was very torturous and difficult to cover, and you must have had a huge job with your drone trying to get to where it needed to. This time it's much more organized in terms of layout, because the Hollow Trails team has done a fabulous job creating these trails, the water tables, the marshalling, the security, the safety, the whole exercise is so much better, which means clearly for the purpose of videography and photography, it makes the job easier. But what are some of the challenges in covering an event like this?
Well, I mean, again, this is where having two people now is so key in sort of expanding who we are and what we do, so we can get around to more areas simultaneously. I mean, last year was a lot of fun, Dave. You know, it was great to see the community come out.
And you did your video work was superb. It was really super. Hey? Yeah.
He is.
But now you're going to be adding this kind of fun element to the best.
He is fun, Shane. He is fun, but I'm more fun.
together, I'm sure you make a really super combination.
Yeah.
And it's important because a good partnership, you don't really have the opportunity always to explain in long form what needs to happen. A good partnership, you almost understand each other and the requirements, and that makes it really special because then you can get what needs to be got, and then clearly the result's so much better.
And also us being a guy-girl couple, you know, we're sitting editing a video on Saturday that I shot during the week. And, you know, finished editing this video, call Taryn over, won't you just come have a look at it? And she's like, you know, really good. I just don't like that. I just don't think that lady will quite like that angle on her. So having that lady's perspective and a lot of the content we generate.
Well, it certainly was always good to have a second eye and a second opinion, particularly if you're both aiming towards the same thing, looking for ultimately the best.
Absolutely,
I wanted to ask you a little bit about the technology that continues to, well, it improves and it makes the job of bringing pictures to life and creating really world-class effects now. The problem with that is that they can be overdone. And generally speaking, that is the challenge that one has in the professional arena, is to make the product pop without over-gilding the lily, which is...
Like the AI. Oof. Well, drives us crazy.
It does.
Well, it's not only that. There's all sorts of gizmos and gadgets. I mean, and it's been forever, you know, from the early days of video where people were overusing those simple effects because, oh, it's so cool, you know, to have something fading in and fading out and popping up. And they are all cool, but in moderation. 100%. And the problem, I think, often is that because an effect is cool, you want to use it a lot. Now, what is your approach to using special treatments, etc.? And the reason I ask this is because we all, when we look back at our images, we'd like to see ourselves in a beautiful light.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily what we look like. So what is your approach to delivering clients their product?
Well, for me, I mean, like you say, technology is constantly evolving. That saying goes, the best camera is the one that you have on you. So, you know, camera phones are evolving rapidly with conversational photography. You know, here right now I've got the iPhone 16 Pro, and it's a brilliant device, but you cannot beat a full frame lens. It's your glass on your full frame body that I like to shoot with and make sure we invest a lot in that. Like you said, you know, costs are low, yes, but in terms of the equipment that we get, we got access to some very sort of high-end stuff.
We've got everything we need and some.
I mean, just a ballpark figure. I mean, this isn't a boast or anything, but like my camera with the lens on it is $90,000. And I mean, that's very different to a 30,000 rand phone. But, you know, you sort of look at the two and you go, what's the difference? No, it's in the textures and the detail and the lights and the shadows, making sure that there's no noise in the photographs that you take. And, you know, we can definitely tell in terms of how we edit photos after, like what's been taken with the phone and what's been taken with a high-end full-frame camera.
Okay.
And we don't over-edit our photos. Like, obviously, if a woman has a pimple or a wrinkle that I wouldn't want in my photo, then, you know, we'll take that out. But we like our photos to be very natural, be very documentary style, so we don't over-edit, if that was what you're asking.
No, I'm just asking. It's interesting because often the approach is, if you look at corporate video and that goes on to social media, and it almost looks unnatural. It almost looks comic book in certain instances when filters have been overused And I just find that to be, well, it's becoming pretty much the norm.
We'll
make you look sensational, but it removes some of the realism or the reality, the grit. And I think as a result of that, there is a disconnect. There is, oh, well, that looks very pretty, but it's not real. So there's a disbelief. It must be a very fine line to walk as a creator.
Yeah, no, I think there is that component. Less is more, I believe. And, you know, when you're shooting photography or videography, what are you doing? You're actually painting with light. That's the artist medium that we use is light.
Do you start with a script or do you start with the shots and then write the script around it?
Well, you know, for me with a lot of corporate, let's go back a step in terms of websites and all of that. If you don't have a website, if you're a business and you don't have a website and you don't have any online presence, you don't exist. End of story. If nobody can find and vet and validate you, you have a massive problem as a business. And then we come along clients and actually walk them through that process. And a lot of what I like to do is actually sit and do interviews with the clients explaining their business and what they do. So, you know, people like people. People want to engage with other people. Yeah. And to able to sit down and literally I turn the camera on and I say, here's some talking points. We're not going to stick to this. We're just going to let it roll, the camera roll, and then we'll edit it after. That's where I come in and make you look good. Just to help clients, you know, be calm in front of the camera. And
so if I understand you correctly, because everyone in business is probably pretty good at what they do, which probably isn't websites or probably isn't
100%.
Moving pictures. So you become their go-to for that part of their business.
Yeah. Yes.
Like a partnership that you form, informal partnership, but you do that and they then when they need an update, contact you because, we're getting on nicely.
We do it all, you know.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I work differently because he does corporate. I do the more like, you know, coffee shops or restaurants and that. So I do like take them through a story. I'm like, take out a cup of coffee, pour it slower, you know, for the video or the photos. I do script mine, but it makes them more comfortable because then I'm giving them guidance, you know.
So you prefer to work from a script?
No, like from my brain script, you know, like I've got a movie in my mind going for their business and then I take it from there.
Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, every creative has their own way of working and it's lovely to see. That makes things different. Otherwise, if it was all the same, it would be so dull.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we're looking forward greatly to seeing what you produce on Sunday.
Awesome.
Maybe we should have a get together after the fact and once it's up and running and people can see it and we can talk about how it was made and the challenges that you faced and how you took away my wrinkles.
And that huge zit on your forehead. Joking.
I look forward to that hugely. And if you're looking for a good collaborative team to work on your social media, your website, your corporate video, Hammer 360, that's JC Delport and the lovely Taryn Jordan. Now together as a couple, congratulations on that, but also in business, adding a fine collaborative effort to making Bolito great again. The Mama team. Thanks for joining me on The Morning Show. This will be up as a podcast, so you can catch it, and I'll put up a photograph so you can see, and I won't take out any zits or anything. It'll all be real. It'll be coming up shortly. Thanks so much for joining me on The Morning Show, folks. I'll see you on Sunday.
Great. Thanks, Dave.
And The Morning Show continues.